Greetings once again, otra vez, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, wainihau, namaste, konnichiwa, guten tag, bonjour, half a day, salam, shalom, peace. Now, from the entertainment capital of the genetically mutated chicken McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection industrial complex, of the Corporation, of the United States, of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, your one and only Michael Jackson free zone in the media. And, I guess that by mentioning that this is a Michael Jackson free zone, well, now that I mentioned it, it's not a Michael Jackson free zone anymore because I mentioned it. Oh, no. So anyway, speaking of Michael Jackson, weren't we? And wasn't everybody? The only thing that really upset me about Michael Jackson was that he, I guess he gave the kid a Coke can with something in it, you know? And my concern was that he was putting cow milk in the can. And that, of course, is only suitable for a baby cow, not a human child. With its dangerous animal protein and fat and hormones and antibiotics and blood and pus and probably tuberculosis and leukemia. As long as it wasn't cow milk, Michael, maybe probably good that it wouldn't be a diet soda also, you know, because from the same people that give us the bovine growth hormone, you get the that sweetener, that neurotoxin sweetener that can send you into seizures. From aspartame, courtesy of Monsanto. Anyway, it's a neurotoxin, neurobrain toxin poison. Speaking of those with poison brains, you know, I would like to bring you up to date on the latest scandals of Bush, but, you know, sorry, like 8 new ones have been announced since I started this last sentence, and 17 new ones since I said there were 8 new ones, and I don't know. Yeah, what can I tell you about, you know, Bush? I mean, you're in the Bush regime one moment, writing environmental policy, you know, one day, and, you know, the next day you're back with Exxon Mobil. You know, that guy Cooney, who was writing environmental policy. He was the oil industry lobbyist, not a scientist, writing policy for Bush, and then it was revealed in the media. And so then Cooney said, oh, I need to spend more time with my family. And then it was announced he has a job with Exxon Mobil, his true family, where his true allegiance is, huh? Anyway, I can't wait till the vegans grow in numbers so large that someday they too can steal elections and then do everything we want, huh? Meat has been banned in the United States today. So has leather, and so has animal experimentation. The Republicans in control of the White House, Congress, and the Supreme Court. Of course, we can prove we won the election as vegans. We do have a paper trail. It's hemp paper. And what's this? Oh, it's a hanging chard. Ooh, okay. Quick, time for another Bush scandal. The Endangered Species Act. Let's see if Bush makes an Exxon Mobil oil man in charge of environmental policy. Whom would be asked to handle policy regarding the Endangered Species Act? Is there anyone who hates animals enough to take this job? Anybody up for destroying the Endangered Species Act? I'm sure Bush would probably do it, himself, but he's busy having his meetings with Torture General Gonzalez and McRonald McDumsfeld and creating torture scenarios. But in case you haven't heard, related to the Endangered Species Act, I recommend you go to the Endangered Species Coalition, and they put out a release saying Pombo Endangered Species report flawed. Congressman Richard Pombo, Republican of California, issued an inaccurate, poorly researched report entitled Implementation of the Endangered Species Act of 1973. A rebuttal of the report's key points is presented below. It goes on to say here, well, you can contact the Center for Biological Diversity or the Endangered Species Coalition or Earth Justice. But Pombo issued a what they're saying is inaccurate. It says, they're quoting, "This report is all politics and no science," said Karen Suckling, policy director of the Center for Biological Diversity. "Instead, recycling old gibberish, Pombo should read the scientific research, which shows that the Endangered Species Act actually works." Pombo was saying, well, it's been around for a bit here now, and what do we see happening? Well, looking for results. Well, it takes a while with the Endangered Species Act. Scientists say recovery will take 30 to 50 years on average, often over 100 years for some species to recover. And yet Pombo seems to be saying, well, what's taking so long here? Well, how long did it take to destroy species, huh? Like the right whale, the decline of the North Atlantic right whale began in the 10th century. By 1700, it was too rare to be of importance to whalers. And in 1967, it was placed on the endangered species list. The 1991 Federal Recovery Plan states that given the small size of the North Atlantic population, downlisting to threatened may take 150 years, even in good conditions. So it'll take 150 years to make things right with the right whale. You have the redcock woodpecker. Now, that estimates that the recovery should be downlisted to threatened should be the year 2050 and recovered by 2075. You have the whooping crane. There were just 50 animals left in 1950. Now there are 315. And we're still expecting years and years before it works. So here's something that works, and it's being attacked by Congress. And I recommend you get involved and make sure that the Endangered Species Act is not weakened. Again, contact the Center for Biological Diversity or the Endangered Species Coalition or Earth Justice. Okay? So... wish Bush would pay attention, but you know he's the safari club hunter. He's a hunter of endangered species, you know. So, he has busy things to do to make up torture scenarios, like, you know, make them drink lots of water and then make them, you know, pee pee in their pants, and that's not all, you know. And this, seriously, this is the truth from the Guantanamo detainee diaries. Now, I'm not saying this just because, you know...
I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No, I'm not just... You know, this is actually true from the diaries. They're saying to torture the detainees, force them to listen to Christina Aguilera songs. This is apparently true. Well, you know, what this really proves, actually, is how bad our intelligence is, because if they really wanted inmates to confess or to spill the beans faster, I say you play Britney Spears and Jennifer Lopez, not so much Christina Aguilera. I mean, Christina Aguilera? I mean, you know, how bad is her music, really? I mean, how annoying could that be? Well, wait, no. Maybe they're right. Oh, it is. It's getting to me. Oh, no. Stop. No more Christina Aguilera. Okay, I'll talk. Yes, I'll spill the beans. Yes, there are secret ALF messages on Paul McCartney's records. If you play them backwards, they'll tell you what mink farms are next, where the animals are going to be freed. Christina Aguilera. It's torture, I know. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, no. No, it's more torture from... Stop. No, Christina Aguilera. Okay, I confess, I'll spill the beans. Pamela Anderson is the one who has been providing the red paint to the Animal Liberation Front for it to paint all its slogans on the walls of animal research labs. After all, she's the only one who could afford that paint. I don't know. Anyway, talking about spilling the beans, I don't know if you... from the House of Cons, where they congregate Congress. It's, "Hi, I'm Duncan Hunter. Have you seen him on... I'll be your Guantanamo waiter today." I don't know if you saw him on C-SPAN. Yes, today at Guantanamo Gardens, we're serving al fresco lunch. This is to show that the prisoners are not being tortured. He came on, and Duncan Hunter, and said, "This isn't torture. Look, they're getting pita bread with..." And that's whole wheat pita bread with long grain brown rice, white beans, and double vegetables, and two types of fruit. And also, for dinner, it looks like they have Noodles Jefferson that they will be feeding the prisoners there. So I guess there's no torture going on if you're getting Noodles Jefferson. That's Duncan Hunter on TV saying, oh, they're not being tortured. Oh, and apparently menu is suitable for Muslims and animal rights activists, if you consider the beans, pita bread, and long grain brown rice. You hear that, animal rights advocates? People who care about animals and are convicted of terrorism for releasing suffering mink from fur farms or taking pictures of cruel animal experimentation. It's not so bad when you're jailed. There's Noodles Jefferson. Hi, I'm Congressman Nonsense and Brenna. You have pictures of animals being tortured? Why, that makes you a terrorist. What do you mean, free speech, you terrorist? I hate to adjourn and run, but before I do, let me remind you who's in charge here. GOP doesn't stand for Government Oppression Party for Nothing. We are the Repub Oil Cans, and we commit Republic crimes because we Republic can. In other words, free speech is shut up and listen. Meeting adjourned, Heil Bush, and I do recommend the brown rice and white beans. Gotta go, cut the mic. All right, well, anyway, these are frustrating times for animal rights advocates, and we apparently mistakenly thought that our species had evolved beyond preemptive war based on lies conducted by the most powerful, who are supposed to be motivated by the greatest ethics. We expected that a great nation that started with a president named George W. who could not tell a lie and then ends with a George W. who cannot tell the truth, that started with a George W., as in George Washington, who chopped down a cherry tree, and ends with a George W. who wants to chop down every tree. So, I'm buying Citgo gas myself. I'm joining the boycott. Citgo gas comes not from the Middle East like all the others. Citgo comes from Venezuela, where oil revenues are being put toward social programs for the people, and not like our oil companies and all the weaponry and bombs and bullets and... Oh, gosh, you know how the stadiums are named, or I guess I should say stadia, the correct Latin plural for stadium. All of these are getting corporate names. The stadium in Houston used to be Enron Field. We have Qualcomm in San Diego, the Staples Center in L.A. I actually saw that there is a Dunkin' Donut arena in some city somewhere. So why not just rename the military like, the ExxonMobil Marines, the Arco Army, the Texaco Air Force, the Shell Navy, maybe they'll give something back, or at least cleaner windshields. So 500,000 signatures were gathered by Representative John Conyers petitioning for an investigation of deception leading to war. Whatever the excuse, war seems to be fought for resources, water, oil, land, 8,500 gallons of water to produce 1 pound of beef, half a gallon to a gallon to produce 27, we produce 27 billion pounds of barf in this country, and it's a half a gallon to a gallon for each pound. So why do we go to war? But anyway, it's Father's Day. It would be great to bring all the fathers home who are serving overseas, and what hell it must be for them. It would be great if they came home in one piece and in good health physically and mentally, and hopefully getting support from the government when they do. Although considering stories that those on the front, front lines are still not properly equipped, and military leaders the past week reportedly saying there is no military solution. And what does war do to a person that would make him break his boredom by using a poor, innocent dog for target practice? This is actually from the war zone. Footage from Iraq.
Damn.
Hard. Still alive.
Look out.
Watch it, 9mm.
Unbelievable. That's what's going on over there in Iraq. How do we lose touch with our feelings so much that we can do this? Just following orders? I believe the government does have a shoot-on-site order for dogs in Iraq, but here you have some guys doing target practice. And not very good, shots, apparently. Look at how many shots it took, huh? What are they doing? Using up ammunition? Your tax dollars at work. Incidentally, beautiful, intelligent, loyal, friendly, loving dogs, just like that one, just like the one you heard killed in Iraq, are being killed by the tens of thousands in the death camp world of pounds and shelters, and happens tens of thousands of them in L.A., a man's best friend. You know, in another circumstance, probably that dog could have been friend to the guy shooting him in Iraq. Anyway, you can prevent the next death by adopting at your local shelter and not buying at a pet store or from a breeder, and spay and neuter to address pet overpopulation. And Animal Defense League in L.A. is conducting a campaign to increase adoptions and improve conditions for animals in pounds. And you can learn about it at stopthekilling.net. And today, let's see if we can learn about some things to help Dad. Oh, I think Brenda has to leave. I don't know if... do we have time to should I just see if she... Is she there? Is she... Brenda? Brenda, are you there? No, you have to leave. Oh, maybe she's gone? Did she have to leave? Brenda? Okay. All right. So, in that case, I wanted to have Brenda on again. Brenda Davis with Defeating Diabetes, her new book. We tried last week, and we tried again today. A few technical errors have delayed us a little bit, but we will speak in moments to Vasanta Molina, who has a new book out on food allergy, The Survival Guide, and she has written vegan books with Brenda in the past. We will at some point have Brenda on to talk about diabetes. And, of course, with it being Dad's Day, and more it seems like fathers are saying, well, you know, the fathers are coming down with diabetes being diagnosed. This seems to be a major epidemic. But we also would like Dad to be, you know, this is the show of family values. We'd like Dad to be around for a while and not have that heart disease, cancer, or stroke. So the advice to Dad today is to go vegan and, you know, stay around longer with the family. So I invite you to support this radio show with a tax-deductible donation. You can do so by making it payable to Go Vegan and mail it to P.O. Box 40246. And that is San Diego, California, 92164. If you need to reach me, it's 818-623-6477, bob@goveganradio.com. You can also listen to archive shows like this one at the website, where you can make a donation also. The website is goveganradio.com.
Going vegan just got easier. Presenting Follow Your Heart Chicken-Free Chicken. Now at natural food stores everywhere. All the taste, none of the bird. Vegan, low-fat, low-sodium, cholesterol-free, chicken-free chicken from Follow Your Heart. 11 grams of protein per 2.5-ounce serving. Ready to serve, delicious hot or cold, like on a sandwich with new organic veggies. You are what you eat. Don't be chicken. Try chicken-free chicken. Get some at Follow Your Heart on Sherman Way, a block and a half east of Topanga, Canoga Park, and natural food stores everywhere.
Yes, and also from Follow Your Heart, you have delicious vegan gourmet cheese alternatives, and they melt, so you don't have to want for anything. You want enchiladas, you want pizza, you want nachos, you can have them with vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They melt. You don't have to melt them. Delicious in a sandwich also, like with a tomato and with veggies. And Follow Your Heart gives us some vegan varieties of their wonderful, delicious salad dressings. Vegan varieties include creamy miso ginger, balsamic vinaigrette, and Italian vinaigrette. Oops. No, it's still me. Okay. I have to read my own log to figure out what I'm doing. Oh, I want to say hooray for Hollywood. It now has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant called Truly, T-R-U-L-Y, a vegan restaurant conveniently located on Hollywood Boulevard, right there at the Hollywood Boulevard exit off the 101. Truly is right there at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson. You know, that's on the other side of the freeway from the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and it's diagonally across from the Union 76 station there. Now, I want to eat at a restaurant that says this on its menu. This from the Truly menu. It says, we want to make a positive and healthful contribution to society. By using products that are animal-free, we are making a statement to ourselves and others that we are conscientious eaters acting towards the greater good of all beings. So, with that in mind, the food is delicious. So, you have to try it, okay? This is Truly, a vegan restaurant, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. And free delivery with a $10 purchase, free iced tea with a $15 purchase, free spring rolls with a $20 purchase, and free small curry with a $25 purchase. So, whether you are a Hollywood celebrity or you just want to eat like one, check out Truly, and if you work at a Hollywood studio or any nearby business, call for delivery, call for catering if you have an event coming, 323-466-7958 or 323-466-7533. We're talking about Truly here, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard, and you'll want to go there. It's you can go there for breakfast. Breakfast, dinner, open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and they have wonderful curries, wonderful breakfast, wonderful soups, salads, sandwiches, and burgers, all vegan, terrific wraps, and you'll love the curries, and so just drop by. There are many veggie meat entrees, soy chicken, seitan, a wonderful lentil loaf. So check it out right now. Very conveniently located, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. Go to Truly.
MEATSTINKS. Meat stinks.
That is the truth, and you won't have to smell any of that at Truly or any of the advertisers on this show. All the advertising is for vegan and cruelty-free products and services. And a place where you should go if you need a set of wheels, Bear Auto, where a vegan is a VIP, a vegan important person, VIP. 1944 South Santa Fe Drive in Vista. The phone number is 760-597-1600. You'll be comfortable there. There are PETA posters on the wall. Gary's a vegan. There are rescued sales poodles there. That's where you get the only sales pressure from the sales poodles, the rescue dogs. Hundreds of recycled cars are available, boats and collector cars too. Check out the website. It's bearautosales.com. Where you can see the inventory, you can get directions and information on in-house financing. And you have a car to sell? Bear Auto wants to buy it. Bear Auto buys cars. They'll buy yours, 760-597-1600. Yes, and this is a official torture protocol here. Yes, right off the diaries. Unbelievable truth. I can't make this up. That right from the diaries of the detainees at Gitmo. Torture is playing Christina Aguilera. To tell you the truth, it's not so torturous. You put this music together with the brown rice special and the white beans and two vegetables and two desserts, and I think that's sounding pretty good at Guantanamo. Okay, so the real torture, of course, would be playing Britney Spears and J-Lo. But our intelligence is that bad. All right, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We continue now, and unfortunately, gosh, the timing just was so where we couldn't have Brenda on again to, we're trying to have the subject of defeating diabetes on the air. Another subject that we can approach today is related to health, and with us today we have Vasanto Molina, who's a registered dietitian and co-author of the nutrition classics, The New Becoming Vegetarian and Becoming Vegetarian, Becoming Vegan, Raising Vegetarian Children, and Healthy Eating for Life to Prevent and Treat Cancer. She has taught nutrition at Bastyr University in Seattle, Washington, and the University of British Columbia, and is co-author of the American Dietetic Association and Dietitians of Canada's Position on Vegetarian Diets, 2003, and the Manual of Clinical Dietetics, 6th edition, 2000. And welcome. I appreciate you being here today, Vasanto. Vasanto there? Vasanto. No Vasanto. Vasanto. Brenda? Anybody? Anybody in Canada? Canada's all right after that tsunami warning. They're okay, aren't they? They have disappeared. Okay. Well, perhaps they will call us back. We certainly hope so. A little expensive from Canada, huh? They're gone. Both lines. Okay. All right. Well, that being the case, I will move on to grab this folder over here and see what's coming up for us. Beach Outreach. Beach Outreach. Those two lines are still engaged, though, aren't they? Or you did have some technical trouble before, which delayed us in getting it together a little bit. But anyway, okay, so Beach Outreach, okay? Ocean Beach, Dog Beach. It's the last Saturday of June, July, and August, and September over near the lifeguard stand, number 5, and it'll be 3 p.m. till late, okay? Come celebrate monthly birthdays or whatever the occasion. Birthday cake, bring a friend to share tofu dogs around the fire ring. All food is free and vegan. You can bring your doggies, bring your friends, beach blankets, towels, chairs, boogie boards, whatever to have a good time. Volleyball. We can be playing volleyball over there. So, okay, so that's the last Saturday of June, July, August, September. Beach Outreach, put on by the same people who put on Bowling for the Animals, sponsored by Vegan Coalition. So if you have any questions about this, you can call 760-942-3365, or you can go to bowlingfortheanimals.org. And, fun time, vegan fun on the beach. That is one of my favorite places in Southern California, Dog Beach in Ocean Beach. Just to see them so happy running around, since animals are often so challenged because people don't spay or neuter or adopt from shelters. And Vegan Coalition generated... close to $28,000, 714, 21, 28, $29,000 to distribute among four wonderful animal organizations: St. Nicholas Hope for Animals, House Rabbit Society, San Diego Animal Advocates, and Go Vegan Radio. The money is finally coming in. We can pay for this airtime. Okay, do you hear that? Do you hear that, radio station owners? We're able to pay this week. Terrific. Okay, I'll be writing the check. You can actually deposit it. Okay, so thank you so much, Vegan Coalition. And save the date for next year. San Diego's 8th annual Bowling for the Animals 2006 will take place on April 30th. That's the last Sunday in April. Now, coming up in July, we have the Animal Rights 2005 National Conference at the Los Angeles Westin LAX Hotel. And it's really just, if you're curious about animal issues, or if you're a veteran of many years, this is the place to be. And actually, there are no more rooms left at that particular hotel. But if you go to ar2005.org, you get all the information you need. There's a lodging board, there's a travel board, there's a registration page, so you can get yourself registered and make sure you attend. The conference has 90 exhibits. We have a newcomer orientation, employment clearinghouse, even group workouts, networking, receptions, awards banquet, and a veritable who's who of the animal rights movement speakers, participants. So check it all out at ar2005.org. And also you can register online, or you can call 1-888-FARM-USA, 1-888-FARM-USA. And that's running July 7th through the 11th. And the final program is posted on the website there, okay? Now, if anyone can help our wonderful La Jolla Seals, we really need your help now. The campaign, you know, to rake a line in the sand there and rake a line, hold a sign, let the tourists who come from all over the world to see the seals, let them know that the best place to see them is up above, not on the beach, where it kind of freaks them out when people are there. And what's been happening lately is people come from all over the world and all they see is like a mean people exhibit. There are all these people who are sitting on the beach who want to chase the seals away, you know, and it's the pupping season and they're babies. And why are people so cruel sometimes? I just don't understand. But we do need people to volunteer for the Rake a Line, Grab a Sign program, and let the tourists know to give the seals some space there in La Jolla. If you can help, the number is 619-723-0901. That's 619-723-0901. And, you know, it would be great if you can help out. Unfortunately, right now, Malibu is awash with poisoned sea lions. Malibu Times, that the local wildlife rescue center has been receiving at least two calls every day about beach sea lions suffering from domoic acid poisoning. Laura Tate, the editor, was writing about this, and at least two sea lions per day have beached themselves on Malibu's shores since Memorial Day weekend, disoriented and suffering from active seizures caused by domoic acid poisoning. Several of the seals have died. The California Wildlife Center, which has a contract with the city of Malibu to rescue wildlife in the area, has responded to 32 calls about stranded sea lions. You know, it's really, really tragic. And domoic acid is a naturally occurring toxin found in ocean algae. However, when larger algae blooms occur, which has been the case the past several weeks, the sea lions and other wildlife are more at risk for poisoning. The sea lions, as well as seabirds and dolphins, feed on marine life, such as sardines and anchovies and clams and mussels, which consume the algae, accumulating concentrated amounts of toxin in their system. And the toxin does not affect the marine life, but does cause neurological disorders in the sea lions and birds, resulting in disorientation and seizures, loss of muscle control, and even death. And people should not approach the animals. A lot of people are petting them or trying to return them to the water. The best thing to do is keep a distance from them, okay? And let the folks know at the California Wildlife Center. Okay, let's see here. What else do we have going on here? You know, it's the 21st century, but would you believe it? The Orange County Fair has elephant rides. And Orange County People for Animals has rented booth space at the fair just next to the elephant ride to educate attendees about the cruelty and danger of having it. Volunteers are needed at the OCPA booth every Saturday and Sunday between July 9th and July 31st, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you have any hours available to volunteer to help put an end to the elephant ride at the Orange County Fair, you can email, it's Dr. Stanley, D-R-S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, at charter.net, Dr. Stanley at charter.net. On Tuesday, July 12th, Animals Asia Foundation and San Diego Animal Advocates present Jill Robinson, founder and CEO of Animals Asia Foundation. Share her insight into animal welfare in China, including her historic China Bear Rescue Campaign and groundbreaking work to help dogs and cats in Asia, where sometimes they are consumed as food, which sounds about as crazy as eating cows and pigs and chickens for food. Anyway, Jill Robinson, that's Tuesday, July 12th, 7 to 8 p.m. Doors open 6:30. It's free admission at the Encinitas Community Center, 140 Oak Crest Park Drive. Okay, so that should be interesting, considering the information that's come out of China, CRI Online, the ban reaffirmed on barbaric cruelty in bear bile extraction. This news from China, China reaffirming its ban on barbaric cruelty of extracting bear bile, a valuable ingredient in traditional Chinese medicine, it says here. The Chinese government will intensify management on the medical use of bears and will crack down on maltreatment of the wildlife in the bile extraction process, said a spokesperson for the State Forestry Administration. Protection of animal welfare has always topped the agenda of the Chinese government. Can you believe this? Can you believe that the news comes out of China? In the release, it says, protection of animal welfare has always topped the agenda of the Chinese government. Wow, that is extraordinarily impressive, don't you think? In 1992, wild bears were included on the list of endangered species in the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. The Chinese government, here I'm quoting that official again, the Chinese government firmly adheres to the convention. Starting from 2003, China stopped exporting bear bile products, approved no new bile extracting facilities, and prohibited the hunting of wild bears. That's from China. Bear bile, believed to cure fever, liver illness, and sore eyes, has been, the word, harvested. There it is again. Always makes it seem so innocent. Harvested in China for more than 1,000 years. And there you have it, the Chinese government coming out in favor of the ban, saying it will adhere to it. So that is indeed good news. Okay, so let us see here. Perhaps onto our next break, and then we'll have animal news and views coming up after our next break on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, where, be careful, I'll play Christina Aguilera if you don't send in a tax-deductible donation. That's the torture being used in Guantanamo. You can't support this show, you know. We have to pay for the time every week. Free speech is expensive and elusive, if you saw Sensenbrenner or non-Sensenbrenner take off the other day and close down the hearings on the Patriot Act. You know what I'm thinking of doing? I don't know. Maybe you'll want to join me on this. I'm not really sure. But Friday, that's, what is that, July 1st? That's the start of the 4th of July weekend. I'm really considering going around doing a walking tour of Hollywood, all of the meaty facilities around Hollywood. Those who have basically ignored the news for the last few years, begrudgingly being dragged to talk about the, what is it, the Downing Street memo now? And so I'm really considering, you want to walk around with me? Maybe we'll get an Uncle Sam costume, Statue of Liberty, deliver the Downing Street memo to CNN and Fox and ABC and NBC and CBS. If you're interested in doing this, and this is really just off the top of my head here, I'm trying to put something together. We might put together our little walk for truth, justice, and the American way. Truth, we want our media back. Justice, impeach Bush, bring the troops home, and the American way, peace for people, animals, the environment. Maybe we should do this, huh? Well, of course, we won't get any attention. We'll be protesting the people we want to get, from whom we wish to get the attention. But if you're interested, email me. It's bob@goveganradio.com. Or you can call 818-623-6477. If you're interested, maybe you'll be interested in, you know, putting some signs together or wearing the Uncle Sam costume or the Statue of Liberty. And, you know, we'll deliver the Downing Street memo, maybe the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence also, to our media outlets who have been failing us. I'm thinking about doing this, seriously. So if you want to do it, bob@goveganradio.com. We don't have to have massive numbers of people. Even, you know, if it's five or six of us, let's go start in the early in the morning where the morning shows are. And of course, they'll ignore us, but that's okay. They ignore us all the time anyway. So email me. I'm really thinking about doing that for Friday, July 1st. bob@goveganradio.com. And definitely, well, you know, it's expensive even to do something like that. We have to make signs and maybe rent costumes. So please, a tax-deductible donation would be greatly appreciated. Make it payable to Go Vegan and mail it to P.O. Box 40246. And that's San Diego, California, 92164. Archive shows are available at the website, goveganradio.com. You can also donate online at goveganradio.com.
Talking about how delicious Veganaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veganaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Veganaise? Or a tofu burger with Veganaise? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Veganaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Veganaise in a book about stroke prevention. Yet, there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weavers, M.D., Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veganaise, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere.
Yeah, like Rancho's Natural Foods Market there, 3918 30th Street, North Park, San Diego. Now a vegan market except for honey, and what a wonderful market it is. And a great family atmosphere, too. Say hi to Marcos and the family there. Well, I would say I certainly recommend a trip to the deli with delicious entrees and soups. 100% vegan. You can get your organic produce and bulk items. Rancho's has an organic salad bar with raw dressings and organic salsa. If you're looking for cookies and, you know, all of that good, the good junk food that we know and love, the cookies, the chips, all there. You got your selection of organics. Rancho's Natural Foods Market welcoming all raw food enthusiasts with a wide selection at 3918 30th Street. And don't forget, right next door you have Rancho's Cocina Mexican and Vegetarian Cuisine. That's at 3910 30th Street. There are two other locations, 1830 Sunset Cliffs Boulevard and 4705 Point Loma Avenue, each with close to 100 vegan menu options. And I often go over to Rancho's Market and pick out the produce and have it juiced right there at the juice bar. Really delicious. Oh, also, you can get shots of goji juice, at the juice bar there in Rancho's Natural Foods Market, 3918 30th Street. You can also pick up a bottle of goji juice if you so desire. And this is the health sensation that everybody's talking about, really catching on with people who are drinking it on a daily basis and enjoying wonderful health benefits. You know, goji has been used for many years in China to treat diabetes. Its polysaccharides have been shown to help balance blood sugar and insulin response. It also contains betaine, which can, that's B-E-T-A-I-N-E, which can prevent fatty liver disease and vascular damage often seen in diabetes. And so many other health benefits related to heart disease and cancer and digestion and sleeping better. And, of course, goji means happy. That's the translation. It's been celebrated in Asia for many centuries. And my good friend, Michael Akfaje, who is trying to let all the Pacific Islanders know about goji juice for the Pacific Islander community here in Southern California and all around the states, around the world, and in Guam. Michael Akfaji says, Chagi sa gofe mung ni. You don't, if you haven't been studying up on the Chamorro language, that means try it because it tastes really good. Chagi sa gof mung ni. And it does taste really good too. And don't forget, it's really good for you. Michael and his family and his friends have been reaping the benefits of goji juice. His father suffers from diabetes and is saying that his blood sugar level is normalizing drinking goji juice. One of the most nutritionally dense foods in the world, Michael wants you to get your goji juice from him if you're a Pacific Islander. Whether you know, you drink one or a ton, you get a full 90-day money-back guarantee. So you go to loveberry.freelife.com, loveberry.freelife.com, and also you can go to govegan.freelife.com for all the information on wonderful Himalayan goji juice. Dr. Earl Mindell says it's the most amazing health discovery of the last 40 years. Find out why. Check it out. Go to govegan.freelife.com.
And save the children. Everyone go vegan.
That would be a great thing. You know, if we talk about natural ways of healing on this show a lot. Little skeptical of the pharmaceutical industry, especially lately, and all the problems that it seems to have. And you may not realize it, but one of the best ways to alleviate pain is through acupuncture. Yes, through acupuncture. And Julie Chang of Chang Acupuncture and Associates specializes in alleviating pain and also in fertility issues. Her practice is at 7969 Engineer Road, Kearney Mesa. The phone number 858-495-0771. And, you know, we're talking about Chinese medicine here and how goji juice is being used in Chinese medicine. Well, what about acupuncture? How does that work? Well, according to Chinese medicine theory, energy, or qi, runs through the body, and it runs along the surface in regular patterns called channels or meridians, and these channels nourish and regulate the functions of the body. When the energy flows freely in these channels, health is maintained, but when energy is blocked or depleted, pain or illness result. You know, when you have the acupuncture, putting needles in those points normalizes the flow of qi to help correct internal imbalances in the body. And you know something? It doesn't hurt. It really doesn't hurt at all. So I certainly recommend that if you're suffering from pain, such as arthritis, you had an auto injury, you have back pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, headaches, everything, knee pain, hiccups, tennis elbow, yes, you can be successfully treated by acupuncture. So go to the website. It's sdhealthylife.com, sdhealthylife.com. Julie, with just wonderful credentials, magna cum laude graduate, and program at Pacific College of Oriental Medicine, California Acupuncture Board, nationally certified and designated a diplomat in acupuncture, So she knows what she's doing, and she'll really help you out. If you're in pain and you want to stay away from the pills, definitely get in touch with Chang Acupuncture and Associates in Kearney Mesa. Again, 858-495-0771, and that's sdhealthylife.com.
Ding, song, family, say so. Must carve, must carve, poor cow. Zycerup, 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 poor cow. Zycerup, 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 poor cow. Yep.
Oh, no, now you're going to give it to people. Animal burger.
Oh, we wouldn't want to do that. Especially now with everything going on related to the suspected new case of mad cow disease in the United States and all sorts of articles and news being generated over that. United Press International, Steve Mitchell, regularly writes on mad cow. His article is USDA resisted retesting suspect mad cow. It was retesting that gave a positive and has sent the world into a frenzy. You have what the governor of Colorado, it says here from the Summit Daily News, Owens assails U.S. mad cow policy. From Breckenridge, Colorado Governor Bill Owens said Monday, it is hypocrisy for the United States to pressure Japan to lift a ban on U.S. beef over mad cow concerns while banning Canadian beef for the same reason. He's calling that hypocritical. Owens cited the Conagra plant in Greeley laying off entire shifts because the cattle trade is supposedly prohibited between borders, since Canada has been mad Canada for quite a while, and now we're looking at possible more mad cow with the policy here of don't find usually, huh? Let's see, the U.S. Agriculture Department announced Monday that a cow suspected of carrying mad cow disease was born before the U.S. implemented a feed ban prohibiting the use of cattle remains as a protein supplement for cattle, goats, and sheep. So the spin campaign is on, although we hear regularly that those bans are really not enforced and they are violated regularly. Positive test prompts more scrutiny of possible BSE case, BSE, bovine spongiform encephalopathy, the mad cow disease, that is 100% fatal. While we were watching Michael Jackson's verdict, we weren't hearing about mad cow. That you hear about it here. 100% fatal to humans if humans get the disease, as Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. What did it say here? After one inconclusive and one negative test for BSE, a tissue sample from a downer cow. Downers are the cows who are too sick or injured to even walk to slaughter. Why would they be downers? Well, their calcium has been depleted over the years as they're raped, their babies taken from them, and their milk is sucked dry from them, depleting them of calcium, and their bones are brittle. They often can't walk. Anyway, so here's a downer cow who showed a positive result with a third test, and so then with that, they're following up and trying to get confirmation of the test in Europe, trying to confirm whether the positive is indeed a positive, which would really be negative. Certainly negative to the finances of the meat industry. The business ticker from Bloomberg, the headline, Mad Cow Fears Drive U.S. Cattle Prices to 13-Month Low. Cattle prices in Chicago fell to the lowest in 13 months on concern a second possible case of mad cow disease in the United States might slash beef prices. The U.S. Agriculture Department said on June 10th, a rapid test on a single cow's tissue was positive for bovine spongiform encephalopathy after a negative test result in November. In the past year, initial tests that were positive on two other animals later were found to be wrong following a definitive check. So they're looking for the definitive check now, conclusive results to come from Britain. But what do you think? Do you think with the testing program that we have going on now in this country that I would just play it safe, because if one bite of a burger or steak can be fatal, I would never consider giving a cow burger to my child again. It's Father's Day. Dad, let's take responsibility here for the children, for their health. And we know these days that eating vegan is the healthy way, and animal products, well, 70 to 80% of fatal disease is preventable. The cause of that fatal disease, animal protein, and not much of it, according to T. Colin Campbell, who was a guest on this show, not to mention the 70 million cases of food poisoning every year, the E. coli, the meat is covered with poop. Can't be helped. Well, that's where E. coli, that's the source of E. coli. Have another poop burger or have a veggie burger. It's your choice. But remember that one bite of a burger, one bite of a steak can be fatal. So, Dad, time to change the diet here and step up to the plate. And let's go vegan and let's not put our children at risk. I got an email this week that said to call your congressperson. It's your last chance maybe to save the Arctic refuge, and so the campaign is on now to get in touch with your congressperson, email, fax, write. You can go to the website savearcticrefuge.org, savearcticrefuge.org, to find out who your misrepresentative is. You can go to senate.gov or house.gov, and there's kind of a sample letter that came with the email to contact them. Dear Senator, Representative, as your constituent, I strongly urge you to vote against the forthcoming budget reconciliation package if it allows oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Using the budget process to destroy the pristine wilderness is an unacceptable sneak attack on our nation's wildlife. Drilling in the Arctic Refuge is not a path to energy independence or lower prices at the pump. The United States Geological Survey estimates that the refuge has less than a single year's supply of oil that would not reach the market for at least 10 years. Meanwhile, the harm to wildlife and to our greatest wildlife refuge would be irreparable. We need to save national treasures like the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge for future generations. So, there you have it. Speak up, get in touch with them, okay? Let's see how we doing on time here. Always not much of it, huh? Let's see, PETA. Go to the website PETA.org for the latest in employment in the animal rights movement. Anyway, a letter from PETA. PETA has learned that as many as 4 of the 12 elephants with the Hawthorne Corporation, and this is urgent, Hawthorne elephants in danger of ending up with circus. PETA has learned that as many as 4 of the 12 elephants with the Hawthorne Corporation will be sent to the Carson and Barnes Circus Endangered Ark Foundation on June 21st. Your help is urgently needed to prevent these beleaguered elephants from going from one miserable situation to another. A PETA undercover video shows Tim Frisco, Carson and Barnes Animal Care Director, viciously attacking and shocking terrified elephants. Frisco, who still works for the circus, instructs other trainers to hurt the elephants until they scream and to sink a sharp metal bull hook into their flesh and twist it. Please take a moment to watch the video at petatv.com/TV pop-up. Well, anyway, that's the one with the Carson and Barnes circus there. And unfortunately, you'll wind up listening to Becky, the elephant screaming in agony as Frisco sinks a bullhook into her flesh. After you watch the video, you'll probably want to contact your Congress member in the U.S. Department of Agriculture right away to make sure that these elephants don't get transferred there and that instead they go off to a sanctuary. And the person in Washington to contact is Michael Johanns, Secretary of Agriculture in Washington, D.C., to prevent that transfer. Ah, well, it's torture once again. Oh, I'm out of time. Go to the website, goveganradio.com. Thanks for listening. Totally out of time, right? Out of here. Yeah.